Hey everybody, on this episode, we're going to talk about why I missed the rendezvous. We're going to talk about me cooking. Yeah, I know, right? Blackstone griddle, love it. And then also, we're going to mention the Overland Radio Island Edition coming up soon. I think most of you know that I do a live radio show every Tuesday, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on Overland Radio. Now, you can find that on YouTube, Facebook, and you can find that at www.overlandradio. I recommend going to Facebook because you can actually chat, you can see us, all that kind of stuff, and we will try to answer all of your questions. I met a lot of people at the Mountain West Expo that I am excited to bring on and interview, so make sure that you come and check it out. Tuesdays, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, go to the Facebook page. That's where I recommend you go to listen to All Over Overland, the radio show. All right, all the expos are past us. The rendezvous is past us. Now the next item on the list is going to be the Moore Expo, April 8th, 9th, and 10th in Springfield, Missouri. Make sure you mark that on your calendar. It's a mostly indoor event. They are going to have some booths outside this year because it keeps on growing. So make sure that you're able to come to the Moore Expo in April. www.moreexpo.com. I am all about skin art. I've got a little bit on my arm right now, and I've got one on my shoulder, but I am soon going to be doing a full sleeve with Tornado Tattoo, located in War Acres, Oklahoma. Make sure you check them out. You can Google them. You can check their website out. Josh is an old friend, and he is a phenomenal artist, and I cannot wait to get some more ink done. We are actually going to do a show live coming up soon at his shop while I get my tattoo done. So that could be fun. That'll be on a Tuesday. And yeah, check out Tornado Tattoo. Hey everybody, Michael with All Over Overland. And I didn't get to go to rendezvous this year. The girl that I'm dating was up for Woman of the Year in the state of Oklahoma. Sounds kind of crazy, but she's an incredible woman. She's a lawyer here, does some great things. So she was recognized as a nominee for Woman of the Year. So I didn't get to go to rendezvous in the Ozarks this year. First time in 4 years that I'm missing that event. It is such a fun event. I wish I could have made it, but, you know, obviously other things come up, and I wasn't able to attend this year. So I hope my friends had a good time. I know on the radio show that we're going to do on Tuesday, the Tuesday after the rendezvous, so this next Tuesday, Lee and I were probably going to be talking about it. Lee did get to go. He took an Opus trailer out there to have there at one of the booths so people could check that out. And you know, from some of the pictures that I've seen so far, it looks like it was a great weekend. I think some storms rolled through. I can't remember if that was Thursday or Friday night. But anyway, it seems like there was no big like worry or anything like that from messages after that. So hopefully most of the storm went around them. I knew there was like a tornado up in that area. That's always scary. But anyway, so I can't wait to hear from some of my friends that talk about what the rendezvous was like this year. You know, it's grown every year since it started about 5 years ago. I missed the first year, and then I've been to the every one of them since then. But yeah, so just exciting stuff. Now we've got kind of a break in some of these events. You know, they'll kind of slow down through the winter months a little bit. So we get to go back to looking at our rigs and trying to figure out what product we saw at some of these expos that we need to buy. Or maybe we bought some things that we need to finally put on the vehicle or add to the actual camping list, or, you know, into the cases that we take, or the deck system, or whatever it may be that you have to help store your vehicle's goods when we're out on the trail. I say this is the last. Actually, next weekend, we're going to do Overland Radio Island Edition. They're at Lake Ulagog in Oklahoma. Lee has found an island that you can drive to and camp out. Now, it'll hold, he thinks, about 30 to 40 rigs pretty comfortably. So if you're in the area, then make sure that you come by. If you look at the map for Lake Ulagog, you can find it pretty easy. If not, send Lee or me a message, and we'll show you or tell you how to get there. But would love to see some people out there. Looks like the weather's going to be pretty good. It's going to be cool, not hot. So that's a bonus. So far, they're not saying that there's going to be any rain. So that's another bonus, like all week. So we shouldn't have any problems with the lake levels crossing over onto the river. Lee will probably go check that out this week just to make sure. But yeah, so we're going to have that. Looks like my girlfriend and her boys will be with us. And that'll be fun. It's the first time that they've ever been camping, the boys. Sarah's been camping before, but not with me. So, and it's a little different experience than what she's going to be used to. Some of you can understand, because your wife or girlfriend, or maybe your boyfriend, you know, if you're a woman that does this, and the guy that you're dating's never been out, then you'll understand also. You know, it's a different beast what we do in overlanding versus what most people do in camping, because we're not concerned with where the showers and the bathrooms are. In fact, we want to get further away from it, because that means we are further away from where most everybody wants to camp, because we like to be a little bit more remote, which is kind of the overall goal. Although sometimes I do like rolling into a camping spot in a camping designated area, state park or whatever you may have, to check out kind of how that state park is. And then, you know, you always get to talk to people, and people come up and, you know, think, you know, your rig or your setup's just over the top, and you're reminded that you're glamping a little bit more than the average person, because of all of the things that we buy. You know, most people have a fridge. I still don't have a fridge. I had one for a minute, and then just wasn't going to work with the truck. So I had to sell it, and I just haven't purchased a new one. But you know, having a fridge versus a cooler, having, you know, a rooftop tent versus a ground tent. You know, some of those things would be a little bougie in some circles, especially your hiking people that, you know, pack in and carry everything on their back with them whenever they go. We're kind of the same. We just have a bigger back. We have a vehicle to be able to go do that with. So yeah, super excited about this weekend's camping trip. I don't know yet if I'm going to leave early on Friday or after, you know, like work hours on Friday. Some things might be changing a little bit, so which is all good. So it may be after 5 o'clock whenever I'm able to get back home, get everything final loaded on the truck, and then go pick up Sarah and the boys and then head that way. Which means I would probably be there around 8 o'clock, maybe 9 o'clock on Friday, would be my guess, because I imagine it's going to take a little while to get everybody together and head that way. I'm pretty sure Lee's going to be there much earlier than me, because he lives about 15 minutes away. So never fear, someone will be there. But yeah, and I think the t-shirts aren't going to be ready yet. So what we're going to do is we're going to basically take your name. If you want to get Overland Radio Island Edition t-shirt, then you're going to be able to. But you'll have to go to Long Creek Overland Apparel Company to purchase that. But we're going to give you some kind of tag or something to designate that you get "I was at the island" color. There's going to be a special color that someone can get when they actually go to the island with us. So that's going to be kind of special. It's going to be noticeable compared to the other colors. I'm kind of a fan. I think it's going to be pretty cool. The shirts are going to be pretty cool. They've worked really hard over at Long Creek Overland Apparel to get us a good shirt design. And Lee and I are both super excited about that. And then we'll have other shirts coming out soon through Overland Radio also, now that we're going to kind of get that rolling. Some kind of fun, tongue-in-cheek kind of things, you know, that really show off what Overland Radio is, especially whenever I have my show on Tuesdays, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, our live shows. We've got some guests coming along. I'm getting kind of, November's almost already full with guests, and so be working on December guests here pretty soon. But yeah, we've got some good companies. I'll have a list for you probably on Facebook here pretty soon with dates. And that way you can kind of look and see who's coming and who you need to tune into and get some good information out of those interviews. Trying to think if there's anything new that I've done with the truck since we've kind of last talked about that. And I don't think so. I rearranged some of my camping gear the other day, which is good to go and do, I feel, probably at least once a quarter. You know, pull everything out of the cases, make sure that you're using the stuff that's going in there. I know there's items that we think, oh, well, we'll need that someday, and then we just never, ever use it. Or we figure out a different way to make whatever that tool or piece of equipment was used for, that, you know, kind of, instead of having one item for each little thing that happens, maybe you figured out that that an item that you have will actually have multiple uses, and you figured out a way to use that other item, and then now you can get rid of something, and that saves a little bit of weight. Weight is a big issue. You know, I love my Blackstone griddle. You guys have seen me post that on Instagram. I use that at home. It's the 17-inch. I wanted to take it camping, but I think it's just too heavy. And I reached out to Blackstone, and we had a pretty good conversation. And they said at this time they don't really have it. That is the smallest one they have. And, you know, I just kind of put it in their ear that for those of us that like to go camping, we're more into a compact, lighter weight solution for cooking. And not that it has to be the lightest one in the market, but lighter than the 17-inch griddle, which is what I have, would be really nice. Like if it was, you know, one of those two burner size stoves that happen to have a Blackstone on it, you know, which is, you know, some type of piece of metal. But that kind of principle, and I know there's a few out there, but something a little more sturdy. Like I've got one that is a Camp Chef, and I like it, but the flat side, which I would consider like the kind of the Blackstone style of cooktop, you know, the griddle, kind of warps a little bit. The metal's a little thin, I guess, and it doesn't lay flat. So it kind of dips down on the corners, and it's one of those weird things that, like, I don't know, when the metal was stamped, it was just stamped, and like one side kind of shrinked up a little shorter than the other. So I don't know if that makes sense, because it's just a weird way that it doesn't lay flat. I can put it in the little notches that it has to keep it there, and it does pretty good, but it still just has a little bit of a curve to it. And I've tried kind of bending it a little bit, you know, like with, you know, pushing it up against my leg or something, and I just haven't got it to work out perfectly. Does okay, but yeah, I really enjoy using the Blackstone, and I've really enjoyed cooking, which is something a lot of my friends are going to be like, what? Because usually I eat whatever Lee's cooking. But I've enjoyed it. I've worked on some, you know, different spices and special butter and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, somebody was asking me about the special butter, thinking that maybe it had weed in it. And I was like, no. Basically, it's, you get some butter and you put it in a little tub and add a little bit of garlic salt. And And then I added a little bit of Japanese steak sauce, just a touch, and just kind of mixed it around, got it warm, kind of mixed it around, and then put it on top of what I was cooking once I got it seared. And oh my gosh, the steak I made the other night that we ended up making steak tacos out of was so good. Like, Molly was like, this is, you could do a food truck, Dad. I'm like, well, calm down. But it was really good. So I've been enjoying that. I know that a lot of us like cooking. We talk about cooking a lot. And, you know, that's kind of one of the big things that once we stop driving, it's, hey, what are we going to eat? You know, because we like to drive most of the day. And when we stop, we're hungry. Makes sense, right? So it'll be fun to be at the Overland Island Edition weekend this coming weekend. What is that? It's October, like 22nd, 23rd. What is that? Maybe 21st, 22nd, 23rd. I don't have a calendar in front of me, but it's around that weekend. It's next weekend. So those of you that listen to this late, that's October in 2021. I know me, I'll go and listen to podcasts that I find and, you know, they'll talk about the weekend and I'm like, what weekend is that? And I don't even know what year it is sometimes because I'm listening to older podcasts that they put out. So, yeah, they still haven't found Gabby's killer. I guess we can say that now because she has been, the autopsy came back that it was forcible strangulation. So that's going to be murder. And they haven't found Brian Laundrie yet, which is kind of surprising because it's been, I think, a month or so since he's been missing. So maybe he's a better survivalist than we all thought. And or maybe he died and we just can't find him. That kind of thing. So I feel like some social media person is going to run into him kind of like the way they found the van. Social media person had put the van out there that it was parked in a weird spot. Well, not really a weird spot. It was just parked and ends up being that was the van and her body was found not too far away from that. So still kind of working on the idea of putting together some kind of outreach system for people that are in that kind of situation or just lonely on the trail. If you're solo camping and people to reach out to, you know, I know that there's a lot of numbers and, you know, domestic violence numbers that you can call. But, you know, again, what we do and where we go is such a remote kind of thing that most of that advice is to go to a loved one's house and you may not be able to. So what if we became the loved one? You know, what if somebody was traveling and in your area or somewhere near where you were camping and was having this kind of issue and just needed to get away, then maybe we can be the loved one that they're able to go to and talk to, you know, or you know, even a phone call, even be able to have somebody to talk to. But I know that the phones, that the hotlines they have for most of that, you know, just aren't aware of what we do, don't know the pressure or, you know, the remoteness, the aloneness that we feel sometimes out there when we are all by ourselves. So still working on that. Had a few people that have responded with, you know, love to be on that list. So this is going to take a while to get done right. I don't want to just throw something together. But if you're somebody out there that's going through any kind of struggles on the trail and you just need somebody to talk to, feel free to reach out to me. You can find me, obviously, on Facebook. And my email address is alloveroverland@gmail.com. You know, even if you want to send me an email saying, hey, look, I'd really like to talk to you, leave me a phone number and I'll give you a call as soon as I can. If you need help really fast, send me a message through Facebook because I've got the notifications on. I usually know whenever that dings and I can get to you pretty quickly that way. So just want to make sure everybody's taken care of and safe out there. That's kind of the biggest goal. With this idea and man, I'd love for somebody that knows more about how to take care of that to run with it. But I'm more than happy to to do everything I can to get it rolling. So talking to a few people, I think I'm going to get the Blue Line guys on board with this as well. You know, they're all, most of them are police officers, whether active or inactive, but that would be a good source of somebody to talk to in those kind of times. Yeah, it's been a good weekend. I didn't get to go to Birds, but, you know, we had her gala Thursday night, and then I had Molly all weekend for fall break, and we could have turned around and drove up there, but it's been kind of a crazy week, crazy month, and I kind of needed just to kind of reset a little bit with just everything going on, you know, work and all that stuff. So we decided not to go to Rendezvous and stay home, but we still had a great weekend. Didn't do any camping, but got to spend a lot of time with the kids, and that was really, really nice. And Sarah. So, yeah. Well, guys, we'll have more about the Rendezvous coming up on Tuesday with Lee on Overland Radio. You can find that. I recommend people look at it on the Facebook page because you can see us and you can interact with us, ask questions, make jokes, all that kind of stuff. And don't forget to have a drink of your pleasure with you because we will do a mandatory whiskey shot during the show. Drink whatever you can, even if it's water or orange juice. Just participate. Well, you guys are always awesome. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your time. And I hope whatever you do, you go all over.